Blog Talk Radio.
About what has been going on in our society and what has been leading us to become squatters. Well, you don't have to squat anymore. You can be a person that will stand up and do pro se and fight for your liberty, right, and the pursuit of happiness and property. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we were a little delayed in bringing on our co-host yesterday. We're going to bring our co-host in the atmosphere. Her name is Michelle Brown. And she is a real estate expert, and she's here to tell it like it is. Hold tight. Let me bring her in the audience.
Good evening, everyone. There's been so much chaos in our real estate industry. It is totally restructured. People who were licensed agents. since probably, I'd say, from 1987 or prior to 1994, more than likely are out of the business. They no longer work in real estate anymore because it has become a very depressing situation. Many people have lost their homes due to the mortgages being sold without their knowledge, without any notification. And the notification that most people have received from these mortgages being sold is when they go to their county, their local county office, and they try to get records, tax records, as to how much taxes have been going to the property, have been paid out, and they have a, I forget what you call that form, but they keep the county keeps records of all the income taxes that you pay on your property, and they also keep up with your mortgage deed. And for whatever reason, when the mortgage company does not record that after a certain period of time, they have certain intervals where they have to record that. And when they don't, the county will tell you, oh, I don't know, I don't have any information on your mortgage. They haven't turned that paperwork in yet. Well, how long has it been? Well, it's been about 6 months. So you mean to tell me you haven't received anything from the mortgage company? And I've been paying my mortgage for the last 6 months? You mean to tell me, basically, I don't know where my mortgage has been going to for the last 6 months? Yes, basically. You need to get on RE immediately. And by that time, of course, you may be out of the property the next day. You know, so when someone puts a tag on your door and they say that you no longer are a owner of this property belongs to whomever, or it's been sold to someone else, or God forbid it be a condominium complex that has purchased it from underneath you and you didn't even know it, now you're no longer an owner, you're a tenant. You become a tenant through something behind your back and something underhanded. And I don't think this is acceptable behavior when people work their lives for homes. And when you work your life for a home and you can't exist in it, or you cannot benefit from purchasing it, when you have built up a certain amount of equity in your home, or someone tells you that your home has been devalued, now it's you owe more than it's worth. Those are very difficult things for people to fathom when they are working. They have worked so hard for this property. And this is a very common situation throughout our country, and it hasn't been acceptable, and it's still not acceptable. Yes. Yes, I can. Well, I think the purchasers of a property, when they have representation through a real estate lawyer, and it needs to specifically be a real estate lawyer. It shouldn't just be a general practitioner. When you are purchasing property, you have to always remember the caveat emptor in Latin, which means let the buyer beware. So when you purchase property, you definitely need a real estate attorney specifically, not a bankruptcy, not any lawyer. You need a specific real estate lawyer for this transaction. And through the course of this process, the lawyer should be able to explain and educate you on your rights as a purchaser, on the entire process of purchasing property from its inception, from the first contract or the offer that you would make to a seller, to the accepted contract of the seller accepting your purchase agreement. Now, basically, you should be asking your attorney questions as to how does your rate affect your payment? How does the market, in terms of the type of mortgage that you are selecting, how would that affect the long-term term of the loan? And how would that affect your position as an owner of that property? They should be able to tell you all the details of what you are entering, depending on where you're getting your loan from, whether you're getting it from a bank, whether you're getting it from a mortgage house, or some other type of agent's financial institution. Your lawyer should be able, real estate lawyer should be able to explain every detail of that transaction with you. If they do not, then that is not sufficient. But they should be able, real estate lawyer should be able to explain the details of your mortgage agreement as well as the terms of your loan. And also when in details with the condition of the property, all of those things should be explained to you by the real estate lawyer, as well as the realtor. The realtor can explain a lot of things in terms of the purchase and the condition of the home and to get an inspection and to do all the things you can to find out as much information about the property as possible, because a seller must disclose. It's always, anytime a purchaser is getting ready to make an offer on a property, they always have to have a seller's disclosure of the items that are wrong with the property before you can even do anything. So that definitely has to be explained to you. But in addition to that, the lawyer really needs to go into, in addition with the mortgage broker or the banker, they need to explain to you the terms of the loan, but the real estate lawyer will go over that with you in detail, and you need to make sure that you understand the terms of your loan. It's very important because that determines how long you're going to have it. that if the person owned the property, they should be able to have the control over someone doing something behind their back. They should be able to intercede and prevent someone from doing fraud on them. I do believe that. So whatever procedure they need to invoke or demonstrate, they need to do it. But there's so many people that are not skilled in mortgages, and particularly when people are doing fraudulent activities with these mortgages, they're not a part of that. They're just having that done to them. So they need to be aware that the fraud is happening, because a lot of times the fraud can be happening behind their backs and they're not even aware that it's happening. So they had to be notified that something is wrong, as opposed to just having someone knock on their door and say, you don't own this property, and the sheriff comes out and tells you to get out of here. This is, you don't own this, you know. So this is a very difficult thing for people. Yeah, a lot of people had mortgages that were adjustable rate. Some people didn't realize that that adjustable rate mortgage is tied to the market, and they didn't know how many points it would rise. They thought it was a cap. Unfortunately, in the state of Illinois, there's no usury law. Illinois has never had a usury law, so there was no cap on anything. Now, Michigan does have a cap on that respect, but even with the cap, sometimes the rate goes up so high that the payment is might be three or four times greater than it was when they originated the mortgage. And the other situation sometimes is like I mentioned before, these mortgage companies sell these mortgages, and they sell these mortgages without the owner's knowledge. And when they don't notify the mortgagor that their mortgage has been sold, it's like they become a tenant. And they're still in the property, and now, God forbid, the sheriff comes by and says to them, you know, you got to release yourself from this property or else we'll use the full force available to you. I mean, that's pretty much what the sheriff will do. But the thing about it is a lot of people were intimidated by that because they didn't know that they were even tenants. They thought they were still, because they had the mortgage deed, they thought they still were a mortgager, and they didn't understand why they have been placed in that circumstance without their knowledge. So there were a lot of situations where, through the intimidation, people walked away from these properties because they couldn't afford them. A lot of people walked away from them because they didn't understand the situation of their mortgage being sold and being threatened to have force used on them. So I think a lot of people under those circumstances would leave the property, and that's understandable because that seems to be a very dangerous situation if you're going to bring force to people who have paid on these mortgages and they don't understand the situation that they're in. And it's very mean. I think it's a very horrible circumstance for anyone to be an American citizen and to have this situation happen to them. And to know that it can be rectified and they can be restituted is a huge milestone in what has happened in this circumstance with this mortgage collapse. because when the mortgage collapsed, when they acknowledged it in 2008, that made everyone a squatter. So people who owned homes no longer own homes because the mortgages sold them. And even if they paid the mortgage on time every month, they were still squatters in their own property because someone else had taken the leasehold estate. I was always taught that the highest degree of a estate is a freehold estate, and they basically violated all the covenants of that arrangement when they sold the mortgage without the mortgager knowing that it was being sold, or they violated their rights in some other capacity where they foreclosed on the property and they violated all those procedures of the process. So all these things have basically taken a toll in our society for the past 5 or 6, 7, 8 years, and you have so many people that have struggled to purchase these properties only to be thrown out of them and forced out of them. And unfortunately, many of them are not around, but there are some people that are still around, and these people have been hurt. They've been injured severely, and they need to be restituted.
and this can be a serious, serious problem. And this problem has to be addressed. This problem has to be addressed. And this problem has to be addressed. And Ms. Brown, do you have anything else you can leave us with as to what we can do as teachers? Mrs. Brown is also a teacher as well as a real estate specialist. Well, Mrs. Brown, I want to say that they know we are assembling together. We're sisters, and we're fighting. And California, Oakland, California, and a number of other cities in California are fighting. And hold tight for a second. Not teachers, we are combining and joining arms and locking arms with other people who are not only teachers, because this is a community thing, and this is a thing that is affecting lower socioeconomic people, black and white. So I say to those who are non-Melanite people, we know that some of you suffer too, and we know that this is about creating portfolios and stockpiling and creating funds for people. But those days are over. People's eyes are open now, black and white. So we might as well come clean. Come out with your hands up. Just like Brother Kamani said, throw your hands up. You've been caught red-handed. And you cannot say anymore when you fool with people's life earnings and their savings, and they put everything they have down into their properties, and then you go and finagle the properties out of their hand and steal their equity. Well, it's not going to be allowed anymore. Judges, we are awake. We do have a little knowledge of knowing that we have consumer rights, and when we bring claims, we're bringing them under the consumer rights. And don't tell us that we don't have a right to fight a foreclosure when we are looking at consumer rights, and it tells us that we've given this right to our mortgage company as a trustee, and we can nullify an authorized signature if we feel it's been vague and the contextualized information has been hidden from us and it's been falsified and we've been lied to at closing because they refuse to point out these areas that need to be flagged when we are giving our authority away. And just like Michelle indicated, if we have violated all of the laws for selling property to other mortgage companies without telling the homeowner, and then we have violated all of the rights that we have for taking property and securitizing it, faking it to the judge, making the judge believe that they have in their possessions the material documentation to show ownership, when in fact they don't have those documents in hand.